With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Millions of Americans are taking advantage of early voting this presidential election. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Election day isn't until November 5th, but officials say about 29 million people have already cast their ballots. That's more than one-sixth of the number of people who voted during the 2020 race for the White House. Early voting data, of course, only shows who cast ballots, not how they voted. But the numbers reflect a growing number of Americans voting by mail or doing in-person early voting. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump says for the U.S. Navy to keep up with China, this country will immediately need to begin rebuilding its shipbuilding capacity.
We have a problem. We don't build ships anymore. Do you know in World War One we would build a ship? In World War Two, we would build a ship a day. Think of that. A ship a day.
Mr. Trump was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. Kamala Harris held a pro-abortion campaign rally in Houston, Texas, last night, while Donald Trump rallied supporters in Traverse City, Michigan.
The vice president blamed the appointment of three conservative high court justices whose majority overturned Roe v. Wade, allowing numerous states to enact pro-life laws, which she denounces.
One in three American women lives in a state with a Trump abortion ban.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump gave supporters a word of advice about the vice president's accusations.
We have to bury the hatred and the lies and the avalanche, and we have to do it in an avalanche of votes. And every time you see a smear, every time you hear them attack, take the motivation to go out and vote.
His own remarks focused on the social costs of illegal immigration and a weak economy hampered by inflation and a restrictive energy policy. George Williams reporting.
And this is SRN News. Child sex trafficking has soared during the Biden administration.
And it's because of illegal immigration, plain and simple. According to a new report from the Free Press, advertisements offering children for sex have surged more than 90% since President Biden took office. The Free Press quotes one source as saying, quote, nearly all of the sex trafficking rings are now migrant girls. The ads exploded within the first 3 months of the border being open. Mexican drug cartels are behind much of the child sex trafficking in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in Nebraska will see competing abortion measures on their ballots in November. One amendment would create a right to abortion, while another would restrict it. What happens if the competing measures both pass? The Constitution in Nebraska says the conflicting provisions with the most votes prevails, but the courts may eventually decide whether there is a conflict and whether parts of both measures may take effect. This is SRN News. It's a problem that's proven to be deadly and has affected now several dozen people. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports more have been sickened in that food poisoning outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders.
The Centers for Disease Control says the McDonald's Quarter Pounder food poisoning outbreak is wider than first thought. 75 people have been sickened in 13 states, and one victim died. Investigators are honing in on slivered onions used on the burgers, which came from a California-based grower, Taylor Farms. Teresa Murray with a consumer group, PERG, says the link was likely found from patients' lab testing.
Genome sequencing, where they're able to connect the dots of different people in different cities who get sick, and they're able to do tracing and figure out.
McDonald's has pulled Quarter Pounders from menus in several states. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.